girl in the room, maybe about 4 years old, and as I watched, she grew up before my eyes. And I've often puzzled over that, because at first I thought it was a ghost, but it just didn't seem right. And then a few years later, we adopted a little girl from Brazil. And she was dark-skinned, dark curly hair, just like the image I'd seen. And she grew up, she's 30 years old now. She's a fantastic kid. And I guess what I was wondering, in terms of vibrational escrow, was I just getting a glimpse of what was in my vibrational escrow?
You were, and that poignant moment exaggerated your desire. And the fact that you had been slumbering, so you were not in a state of resistance, when you woke up in your non-resistant state, you caught a glimpse of an exaggerated desire, that a desire that had been there for a long time that was exaggerated by the miscarriage, and you absolutely did. It was a future probability that you saw.
Okay, that's absolutely great.
Also, we want to say to you that so often, there are so many creations that you can catch glimpses of like that, because they are not non-existent. That's the thing that your question most helps us to explain. That vibrational escrow is real. It's not fairy tale. It's not non-existence. Non-existent. It is reality. And when you are in a strong place of desire and in an absence of resistance, you can catch glimpses of that reality, which are like that, those clues along the way that we are talking about. It's a wonderful thing.
Okay.
And rather than having a handful of experiences like that in your life experience, as most do, it is normal for you to have glimpses. That's why we want you to get so good at envisioning, so that you train yourself into vibrational alignment with what's already there, you see.
That sounds good, yeah. I know I've got tons in vibrational escrow. I keep kind of using credit cards to borrow against it, but it's okay, it works out.
Well, when you have confidence, in other words, think about if you've got a few million dollars in your bank account, then running up a big credit card bill doesn't feel like any problem. It's just convenience, yes?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
And so when you have that kind of confidence, in other words, we want you to feel that confidence in your vibrational escrow. It is something you can take to the bank. In other words, as you train yourself into that confidence, it's just going to... The leverage of understanding your vibrational escrow is so huge in comparison with the leverage that any sort of action could give you.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. Just something occurred a couple of days ago while I went out swimming in the bay. And all my life I've had this slight fear of being out of my depth in deep water. It hasn't stopped me doing things like diving or water skiing or whatever. But there's always been that kind of nervousness and that anticipation. Anxiety.
So again, let's talk about it. We want to hear you out, because it's really good what you're about to say. But we want to lay something in here. So you feel uneasiness. Let's even call it a little bit of fear about being in water that is deeper than you are tall. And we want to say to you, is that fear because you're being warned about the water, or is that fear because you're thinking a thought about being in the water that the source within you doesn't think? In other words, let's put it in the proper perspective. Yes?
Yes?
In other words, you are not ever, ever, ever going to be able to look at the opposite of what you want and not feel negative emotion. It never works that way. It never works that way. It's like saying, well, I'd like to shut my hand in the door someday and not feel anything. And we say, we'd rather you feel something. It'll keep you from shutting your finger in the door.
That's right. Well, what was so nice for me the other day, as I got out and I swam out into the bay and I swam out of my depth, and I relaxed and I just realized the absence of fear.
And that was just a wonderful experience to relax. And what is the formula for the absence of fear? Focusing upon thoughts of what you want. How can that be? How can that be? There are so many bad things in the world. How could I be fearless? Don't focus upon the bad things in the world.
Oh, absolutely.